Prepare to be astonished.
It's that time again.
Let's get started.
From the Clatsop County Historical Society, an adventure in history with Matt Burns and Alana Quila.
You should never be allowed to talk to people.
Some people without brains do an awful lot of talking.
And now, with today's adventure, it's Mac and Alana.
Good evening and welcome back to another adventure. We are once again so happy that you are joining us live via KMUN during the fundraising week. We're raising money for KMUN.
It's the end of the fundraising week, isn't it?
Okay, end of it.
Because we talked last time.
We did.
But it's always a good time to talk.
KMUN.org, which is also how you could be listening, because we love our podcast audience, one of our favorite, because people binge these. And when I say people, I mean like my relatives. They just hit play and they just keep rolling over and over.
Because they don't get enough of you already?
Maybe it's my relatives that don't live near me. The relatives that live near me, yes, probably get.
Maybe they're trying to listen to me.
Ooh.
Did you ever think of that?
I did not.
Maybe when you're away, they invite me over to barbecues and things.
Oh, my goodness.
You just don't know about it.
No, but we do know that that happens to our guest who's here tonight. We do have Norma Hernandez.
Oh, she's invited everywhere.
Hola.
Thank you for coming back.
Thank you. Oh, so happy to be here.
I dare say if we had a popularity contest locally, if you didn't automatically win, you'd be definitely, no doubt in my mind, top five.
Yes.
I don't know. Yeah, right after Alana.
Yeah. Oh, please, no.
Because you're everywhere. You really are kind of
pretty
everywhere.
Much. They call that in Puerto Rico like el arroz blanco, like white rice. Like we eat everything with white rice. So yeah, I am like white rice everywhere.
I love that phrase. Yeah. Never heard that.
I love that, but I feel like I couldn't say that out of context anywhere.
Oh, well, right. But now I can. I mean, because you're right.
Yeah, it is. It's just, you know, Puerto Rico, we eat rice all the time and with everything, and especially white rice, something with all sorts of colors of beans. Yeah. So, yeah, that will be. It's like, oh, my God, you are like el arroz blanco everywhere.
So is your preferred, you personally, your preferred white rice, brown rice? What's your preferred?
No, white rice. Medium grain or short.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. I think long grain tastes like a straw to me. I'm like,
and you don't need the sticky rice.
Not really. Yeah. No, but yeah, with some pink beans.
Yeah.
And some fried chicken, Puerto Rican style fried chicken that is like very crackling. The skin.
What about tomatoes?
Yes.
Roasted tomatoes.
Suddenly we became a cooking show.
Okay. I can smell it.
Did we all skip dinner or something?
We did. And we're not even going to talk cooking on this show.
I know.
Other than right now.
I don't think we ever really have. Every now and then we've like touched on like what did the people eat in the 1930s in the Dust Bowl, but
so right. now you have something for your next show.
Let's bring it back.
Shows is going to be about food.
Okay. Although historic cooking is not a good thing.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the reason I like living today.
Yeah.
All right. We do have one plug, and we'll do a deeper dive on this. I just want to start getting this on people's calendar.
Okay.
So for the first time ever, we're going to have a thing up at the Astoria Column.
I love it.
Musical Stairs on September 28th. We've got 11 musicians that are going to perform inside the column, making it an instrument too.
Oh, I love it.
And we had a kind of a dress rehearsal just kind of see if musicians could play with each other on different levels.
Mm-hmm.
And the acoustics are amazing. And we're going to project it out. But get it on your calendar because if it's really popular, we can't just let everybody drive up. So you're going to have to get buses. And we have buses set up that are going to pick people up in the middle school parking lot and at the college. And if you want more details, you can go to oldastoria.com.
And it's free.
It's free. It's totally free.
I love this.
Yeah.
And you said we're not going to let most people drive up. I don't think you're going to let anybody drive up. Is that correct?
Well, you know, if there's special circumstances.
Okay. Right. But it's not open to there's no general parking. The goal is to fill it with people.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got chairs that are coming in and you can just sit on the grass, on your blankets, or bring your own lawn chair up. It's going to be music from the time periods that are portrayed on the column.
Oh, I love this.
And we'll get a little background like, hey, 1792, it says here Robert Gray sailed into the Columbia River. You know what people were listening to in the 1790s? And then the musicians will play.
I'm so excited.
That is so cool.
The concert will start at 7:30. We're going to close access to driving up at 4 o'clock on Saturday, September 28th. So details, and we'll do a deeper dive next week. But just get on your calendars if you're interested in coming up for it, and it's going to be glorious.
I'm interested. That is, and you could RSVP for your seat on a bus.
Yes.
And I did that. It's on that link.
At oldhistoria.com.
Easy. It was easy peasy.
Easy peasy. We like
it. It was. Yeah.
So hopefully the whole evening will go easy peasy.
Okay.
There's a lot of moving parts to it. But, you know, even if it's a disaster, it's going to be glorious.
Ooh, even if it's a disaster, it could be a topic for a quidnunc.
Oh, no.
Quidnunc.
This is my word of the day. A historic word that we're bringing back. And I just brought it back. It's a noun. It's a person, place, or thing. Quidnunc.
Quidnunc. I think a quidnunc is, because I always guess first, so you can be smarter than I am. A quidnunc is a person who does things badly. Like if you gave them a task, they're going to perform it very badly.
Nope, not it.
Eek.
And this would be a topic of conversation if the concert goes badly, which it's not going to.
Even bad's going to be good.
Exactly.
It's like pizza. Even when it's bad, it's still pretty good.
Any guesses on a quidnunc?
Something that is done very fast.
Ooh. It's a gossipy or meddlesome person. So it will only be that a quidnunc who says anything poor about this lovely event.
And I should say, you know, the Astoria column turns 100 in 2 years.
I love it.
So, you know, there's a lot of things we're hoping to do in 2 years. So this is going to be an experiment to see.
Is this a kickoff?
No.
Okay.
No, this is just a...
we can call it.
We could, I guess. But no, this is a, hey, we're 98 and we anticipate doing some cool things when it's the 100.
So we're going back to this.
Yeah.
Whose idea was this? I mean, because the playing on different levels inside a column is odd, right? I mean,
do you think so?
I do. I mean, that's why I want to go, though. I mean, it sounds fascinating.
You know, I think it really began with Jeff Daly.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he had memories as a kid going up there and, you know, as all kids do when they're inside the column, they giggle and they make noises and echoes and they like how it sounds, reverberates around it. And I think as an adult, he's thought of different wacky experiences that he could create, and he brought it up to enough people that we were all like, wait a minute, that's a great idea.
That sounds great. Yeah.
That is like the equivalent of going to a tunnel and either screaming or, you know, honking your horn all the way through the tunnel. So,
I made the mistake when my kids were really young of every time we go into a tunnel, I'd say, you know what you do in a tunnel? You scream really loudly. And it was funny the first time, but after that, it was old very fast. And every time my wife is like, yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
I still do that, and even by myself.
I know, right?
I do it all the time.
The horn.
And I'm like, ah. And I'm just like, oh my God, I'm getting older now. The air is not lasting as long as the tunnel.
Used to be able to last the whole tunnel.
Yeah. Right. Now it's like, and go again.
We really all do the same stupid thing.
I know, right. Over and over.
All right, because this is going to be just an action-packed show. We should get through, and I don't have a huge list, but let's get through the big list of the History Highlights, things that happen tomorrow, September 16th, 1630, the Massachusetts village of Shawmut. We've heard of Shawmut, right? Changes its name to Boston.
Oh,
Shawmut.
Oh, okay.
Did I say it wrong?
Yeah.
Oh. Norma's glaring at him.
And I put that one because of her.
Shawmut.
Because I remember she has spent time in Boston.
Oh, and I used to live in Shawmut Avenue.
Oh, you did?
336 Shawmut Avenue in Boston. I used to live
Is there a plaque there that you used to live here?
I hope so. I hope so it is.
But it reinforces, I believe, that there is some kind of a drinking game out there for every word I mispronounce.
Yes.
All right. 1810, the Mexican War of Independence begins. Good for them. 1893, the largest land run in history begins with more than 100,000 people pouring into the Cherokee Strip of Oklahoma to claim land.
Yeah.
Which is funny because originally they gave it to the Cherokee and other Native Americans because they thought it was useless land. All of a sudden, oops, that was good land. So now we'll take it back again.
Right.
Yeah. 1908, William Durant creates General Motors.
Ooh.
GM.
Okay.
1919, the American Legion is incorporated by an act of Congress.
Oh.
Good for the American Legion. 1920, the Wall Street bombing occurs at 12:01 when a horse-drawn wagon explodes on Wall Street, New York, killing 38 and injuring 143.
Oh.
1920, and they never solved it.
Oh, interesting. I think we've talked about this one before.
Oh, maybe. See, there's a lot of things like this in history.
Okay.
You know, unfortunately, people think some of these things are modern, but
yes, sadly,
there's been sad people, crazy people, and mean people throughout history. 1940, the United States imposes the draft. Mm. 1993, even though it has nothing to do with Oregon, Frasier premieres on NBC.
Seattle, so it's close.
It is close. I liked Frasier.
I love Frasier. And Niles, his brother. Yeah.
David Hyde Pierce. Genius.
Yeah, he is genius.
I wasn't a Frasier fan.
Oh, you were. Yeah. Oh.
See, I didn't like him on Cheers.
Okay.
Yeah. But I like Frasier.
Frasier, you have to see it. Very smart comedy. Very smart.
All right.
But our history highlight of the day, the thing I think had the most impact, and really because of what it has become iconic-wise, 1620, the Mayflower departs England.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
And I think every genealogist in America wants to say, and I'm related 16 times to somebody from the Mayflower.
I know. And why we would all want to say that is a little disturbing too, right?
And that's why I say the iconicness of what it became in legend to the United States and our sometimes identity of ourselves.
True. Yes.
I always like to say the pilgrims really didn't come to practice religious freedom, but to practice religious bias against everybody else.
Yes.
But anyway, 1620, the Mayflower departs England. Good for them.
Yep. 16. All right. Well,
and today, the 15th, it is the cry of independence in Mexico. So the day, and the 16th is the Independence Day, but the day before today, the 15th, it is the cry of independence. That's like when they call it El Llanto. That's when they really scream, like, we want independence. So it's celebrated both days, cry of independence and Independence Day.
You get 2 days out of it.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
2 days.
Give it up to Latinos. We get a lot of days out of whatever we can.
Yes. Even out of a war. Right?
Yes. I mean, it's like, okay.
Don't think about it as war. Think about it as independence.
Well, it's true. They had to fight for it.
We want autonomy.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
So. That was the original Beastie Boys, you know.
Yes. We got to fight.
No.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We could keep going, guys,
yes,
but we won't.
So it's funny because this song just came up in my life like 2 days ago. I was in the car with my son and I was listening to an 80s thing and it came on. Mm-hmm. And I said, are you prepared to fight for your right to party? And he went, party. And I said, who is impringing on their rights to party?
Yeah.
No.
It led to a whole strange discussion.
Right. Well,
he also had watched Footloose, so he knows it could be, it could happen.
Now, the right to dance, you got to fight for that.
There we go.
Okay. Wow. This is going
down. There's quick. No segue for if you've missed it and don't know her voice. We do have Norma Hernandez with us tonight. Thank you again for being here.
Thank you for inviting me and having me back here again.
It's always fun to have you here. I think she should be your co-host or my co-host when you're gone.
Well, you know, there have been a number of times and you just don't want to go without me.
I know.
Well,
I don't want to do it solo.
Okay.
I don't like, I
will do it with you.
Yeah.
Okay. We just made that official. You are the official stand-in Mac.
Yes. I'm the stand-in Mac. Or maybe sitting down Mac.
Yeah. How about you just be Norma?
Okay.
Yes.
There we go.
All right.
Because there have been a number of times I felt badly and I'm like, you know, I'm stretching your schedule.
I know.
I can't
We've
be
done
there.
It.
And it's not that hard. You just push the red button and you're good.
There's something about solo hosting, though, right?
Yes,
I mean, and you never know how your guest is going to do, even when you know your guest. You know, you got to carry the show. So I know between the two of us that we could talk forever about nothing, just like we're doing right now.
Just like now.
And we'll be just fine.
We can't repeat this over and over.
So we just had Norma on like a 2.5 months ago, a month and a half ago.
We brought her back.
But we brought her back. Why did we bring her back?
Well, we brought her back to talk about Hispanic Heritage Month.
That is correct. That it starts today, September 15th, and it goes all the way to October 15th. And those dates, that was in 1968, Lyndon B. Johnson was the one who declared about the Heritage Month, but it was just the Heritage Celebration. And in 1988, Ronald Reagan is the one who said, okay, we're going to do a whole month. And what it is in those days is a lot of different Latino countries that got their independence, like Mexico, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Costa Rica, and I know I'm forgetting one more thing, Honduras. Oh. So it's just a group, and I think Portugal was a couple of days after also, I think it's September 21st. So it's just all these Latin countries that they really became independent around those days. So it's like, okay, let's take a month to celebrate all these Latino countries that are doing that. And it is just fantastic just to go all over the United States, and you're going to see, and they are all these celebrations, and people celebrate their heritage, their foods, their all their history, and we celebrate it here in the North Coast too.
I was going to ask, I wasn't sure which way to go on this, because you've lived in Boston, New York, Puerto Rico,
correct,
and here, yeah, among other places, and I was going to ask, what are the differences in celebrations? But since you brought up locally, let's talk about local first.
Yeah, look, and especially for me personally, this is, since I moved here, is when I have been celebrating it. Before here, I did not celebrate it because I lived more in Caribbean countries areas, like it's New York and Puerto Rico, New York, and Boston is more Caribbean. So it's less Central America or South America. So it was not really that much celebration. But here is when you really, and I think for me, I was a little bit more detached from my own culture. So it felt even a bigger urge to go and celebrate. And in here, actually, the organization that I work for, Consejo Hispano, has a great celebration. And this year is going to be on September 21st. And we do it at the Sunset Empire District building, the old Broadway Middle School in Seaside.
I love it.
Yes. And it is from 4 to 7, completely free. Everybody is invited. We have a dance folkloric group from Salem. We have a Latino magician.
Oh, fun.
We have workshops for people how to learn and paint different crafts. For the first time, we are bringing 5 different Latino artesanos, people who are really do different kind of art for them to for sale if people want to push. And this is something that we always think about food or breads, but now just to see what people make with their hands. Mm-hmm. What is it that they could offer all these different Latinos in a whole different way? Some of them with earrings, some of them with necklaces, some of them with just items done for the home. And it is a way just to celebrate. And we also going to have there the Seaside Library, Jennifer Redding, that she's so awesome. She's going to be there with all these bilingual and Spanish books. We are going to have law enforcement, Matt Phillips, Chief Kelly, we're going to have Chief Ham from Seaside Possible. So they also going to be there. A car club is going to be several classic cars because that is part of our culture, just having all those car clubs. So we're going to just make sure that everybody is included. And that's why we invited the law enforcement, is because sometimes people is like, oh no, the police, no, let them see eating a taco like with the rest of us, you know, let's just see if we can make them dance a little bit and just, but it is something that we are very, very proud that we have been doing. And this year, for the first time, we also going to do one in Tillamook October 5th. We are opening the next couple of weeks at office in Tillamook. We have staff there, and we'll do doing the same thing at the fairgrounds in Tillamook on Saturday, October 5th from 4 to 7 also. And in that one, we're going to have someone talking about their Oaxacan and heritage and what they do, the weddings and what is requested. And they did everything very traditional with her. So I asked her, I said, is that like, you know, some of cultures that you get a cow or something for you? She's like, no, but an ox. I said, and that was when they asked for my hand. I said, it was a res. Hay 12 guajalotes. And I'm like, what? And 12 turkeys? He said, no, 12 pairs of turkeys.
Oh my goodness.
And an ox for her to, for they just asked for her hand in marriage. I said, whoa. So that's it. She's like, oh no. For the wedding, it's two. It was two oxes. And 24 pairs of turkeys.
Oh my goodness.
And I'm like, what is that? She says, like, oh yeah, it was 3 days. Mm-hmm. And if all this awesome history and heritage that I'm so happy to learn about, because even that I was with somebody else from Mexico, they didn't know about this tradition. They didn't know about that part of Oaxaca. This is what they did, how the whole community comes. And it's these humongous baskets full of flowers and different things to celebrate. And it's a party at the groom's house. It's a party at the bride's house. And it's like, what is this? And they just walk with this band behind them. Hmm. It was like a mixture of New Orleans and, you know, and it's just like a parade.
Yeah.
Just going from home to home, celebrating the union of these awesome people. So that is going to, I'm looking forward to.
How fun. So tell me a little bit more about expanding your services. Yeah. This is kind of big
news.
Huge.
Yes, it is.
So how many staff? What services?
Right,
what's the
now,
biggest need down there?
And especially a lot of people in Tillamook, they do need a lot of help with OHP navigators.
Okay.
We have one person that is full-time doing that.
Oh, in Tillamook. Wonderful.
Just that is fantastic, OHP navigators. We also do a lot of financial education. So we teach trying to do workshops for kids and for adults about how to do it, mm-hmm. and on how to do checks, how to do savings, how to do expenses, how to keep track of that.
Yeah.
Did you hear checks? She said checks.
We talked about this recently.
Yes. Alana hates that I still like to write checks.
Yeah. Every once in a while I do too. I'm like, oh, it's nice.
Oh, I cringe. But you're right. I mean, you need to know how to do it.
But you need to know how to do it. Yes. And also we have our program. We are in the North Coast, the only agency that is EVITA. And it is that it's a system for volunteers that they do tax assistance. Mm-hmm. So we are starting pretty soon. We're trying to get people who want to volunteer. You don't need to speak Spanish because you only be doing numbers. We'll do everything else for you and give you the information. And you get a training from the federal program and you do taxes. You help us doing that. And that pretty soon we'll start the trainings. And from January to April, whatever hours you want to do it, you can come. And we will get you together with paperwork.
And how many people take advantage of something like that? Because I have no concept. You could tell me 5,000 people. I go, wow. You could tell me 50 people. I go, wow. Yeah. Well, I don't know what.
Right now, we pretty much help around 9,000 people is the area between Columbia County, Tillamook County, Pacific County, and Clatsop County. We also help people from Pacific County. Mm-hmm. So if 9,000, but we really in the area is like around 17,000 people that we could be helping.
Oh my goodness.
You know, so this is something that we are trying to even try to expand a little bit more. And how can we really help people? Our services are completely free.
So nobody pays. Tell me, I mean, introduce us to a typical client. And I realize there's no typical, but right, just somebody that's walking in and needs help with your social service agency.
Yeah, they just come in and they say, I got this letter. It's in English. I don't know what it says. Can you help me? Okay. We sit down. I said, okay, you give us permission. It looks personal or whatever. Yeah, it could be from the taxes. It could be from the schools. It could be from a lawyer. It could be from somebody trying to scam them. You know, it's right? We see everything. A lot of people just come and it's like to really help them translating papers, notarizing, like we have several, including me, that we just notarize whatever they need to. And like I said, we don't charge anybody. It's just like, come tell me what you need. Trying to put as little barriers as possible in their lives. It's like, what else do you need? Okay, you want to learn how to do that? Let's talk about it. Right now, pretty soon, you know, we have a new commercial space in Commercial Street that is called La Cocina. So what we are trying to do there is to do like a micro incubator of business. So we're going to start with tortillas and salsas. It will not be a restaurant. It's just you can go and buy your tortillas, buy your different salsas and go home and eat it. And okay. And then people have wants to be developing a curriculum so we can have people come and trying to train them how to do a manufacturing businesses or kitchen, how to work restaurants, all that. We will train them.
And when does that open?
I love that. We are developing the curriculum right now. Okay. We are hoping that by January, all the whole curriculum goes live.
Okay.
And the tortillas, we're just waiting for a comal. Comal is something where you prepare the tortillas, so we're just waiting for a comal that we just going to order. So,
and any other park community partners helping with that too? What other community partners does your organization work with?
And we work with Columbia Maritime Museum. So right now, if you go and listen to it, they're going to have the Brit exhibit. It's my voice that you're going to hear in Spanish. Yeah. Like we recorded everything in Spanish. So we have Columbia Maritime Museum. We have the harbor. We work with North Coast Food Web. We work with Sunset Empire. We just really try with Clatsop County Public Health. Perfect. We really try. Whomever says, you know, it's something that we have a program, it's like, okay, let's talk about it. Let's see what it is. Let's see how we can expand. And on also with the PFAC with CMH. So we just really try to see how much we can really give a good education and a good guidance to organizations and how to do this correctly. Because not everybody knows how to really cater to the Latino needs or culture. And we have to say, well, this is not really how you ask us about it. This is how we do. And we have to understand that culture part.
And I think that's one of the wonderful things about you. And I'm assuming the entire organization, and I've had a little bit of exchanges, but I like that it's non-threatening, that you understand we're trying to come from a place of we're trying to be good, we're trying to be helpful, and there's not judgment, like, you are getting it wrong. It's hey, you know, maybe you ought to do it this way. Yeah. And that's, I think, the hardest part for organizations, whether it's a business, whether it's a nonprofit, that nobody wants to be mean and horrible, but they don't know how to reach out.
Yeah, and that's what it is. It's like, you know, culturally, this is not accepting or doesn't look good or doesn't feel good. So this is the way that you approach it. And especially sometimes people have a lot of great intentions. Oh, I want to do this. I say, well, you plan that on a Saturday, it might not be a good day in the summer. A lot of our families are working. You know, oh, if you plan that during the day, our families are working. And maybe on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, it's good because a lot of people are off those days that are in hospitality. So it's just trying to work how you can serve that group of people, that community specifically, in a way that is also an understanding that sometimes the Latinos is not, we don't want to participate, but it is a barrier the day and the time that you're doing it.
You are such an amazing advocate for all people. I mean, really. And so I appreciate what you're doing. And I'm so grateful that you are with this organization now. I mean, all the organizations you've been with, you've provided that voice. But I hear you. I hear what you're saying. And I hear what you're trying to explain. And breaking down those barriers is so huge, right? One barrier coming down.
One.
Can mean the difference between somebody's health and well-being.
And I always say, just come and ask me. I'm going to tell you. I said, come and ask me. I said, how should I do? I'm going to tell you. I said, that is something I will be honest. I say, yeah, this will work. That will not work. Yeah. You know.
10 seconds. Where do we learn more about the organization and the events that are coming up?
Yes, you can go into our website at consejohispano.org. That is the easiest way. And Consejo Hispano in Facebook. And we have all the information. We have all the events. You can go, but definitely I would love to see you guys on September 21st.
And what time again?
4-7, Sunset Empire District Building in Seaside.
Norma Hernandez, you're a gem. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
All right. Go make some history. We'll catch you next week. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us for An Adventure in History. An Adventure in History is created and produced by the Clatsop County Historical Society and brought to you by KMUN.